You, for 39 years, announced at commencement at TU.
Yes, 39 years, which started my third year at TU, 1958. Then I continued doing for three more commencements after I retired in 1993. Part of the time, the commencement announcing was being done by student announcers from KWGS. One year, it was done by a person who had not done the proper research and made several errors. So at that time, Ben Henneke told me that I was to do the announcing from now on. And I never dreamt that I would be doing it then for the next 39 years. But each year, I would go through the list of people who were going to graduate a month or more before graduation, and I would mark the names that I wasn't sure of. I would call those people on the telephone, and then I would transfer what they told me about the pronunciation into diacritical marks on the cards that they would be handing me each time somebody walked past me to go up and get the diploma off the platform. Also, I would meet with a representative of the foreign students. I was very serious about this. I would mark all of the foreign names diacritically. There were lots of names from Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, all these people studying petroleum engineering from all over the world. Then I would sit at the desk, and they came in random order in line. It wasn't like reading off a printed list. I would be getting a card, which I would read and hand to my assistant, while the next student was handing me his or her card. So I had no idea who was going to come next, and I had to be in control. That's why I marked diacritically every name of the ones that weren't obvious. I think now, I'm not sure about this, but I believe they're having new students at TU record the pronunciation of their names. Somebody said they thought they were doing that. But that would be the easiest thing for the people who replaced me to be able to automatically tune in to the student himself or herself pronouncing the name.
I bet you hit every one of them right on. You nailed every one of them.
In 39 years, I got one letter of complaint from the grandfather of one of the students who lived out in Wyoming. I was not concerned about his complaining. I was concerned over the fact that he made the comment that we were being so careful to pronounce the camel jocks' names correctly while we weren't doing anything about the straight American names. Unfortunately, I had mispronounced his grandson's last name because I thought that it was one that was obvious, and it wasn't.
It's only one out of thousands and thousands that you named.
Well, I think altogether I had prepared around 30,000 names in those 39 years.
Well, that's a real testament to you that you just took it so serious.
Since then, they wisely have two people dividing it up.